Frankston fans, welcome to the weekly debrief. We've got Danny Ryan back on the line. And unfortunately, Danny, I would like it to be in better circumstances. Welcome, firstly.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having us on. Obviously, so would we, mate. We were in a world of pain yesterday. And clearly came up really short against a really good outfit. So we had a lot of soul searching and a lot of work to do. Absolutely.
Yeah, mate. Well, I guess touching back on the previous month, because we've sort of had the players on and things, we haven't sort of spoken in 3 or so weeks, but tough month of footy, mate. I mean, there was all before us, and you know, leading into it, we thought, geez, we could really get hold of this and really get our season going. And unfortunately, Carlton, we addressed, obviously, you know, last kick of the game. Dogs were in it all the way. And then Geelong were in it up to our ears as well, with just a few periods that dropped away. But, you know, to lose those games by a combined total of about 13 or 14 points, you know, that really stings.
Yeah, it does. And it's sort of the growing pains of your young developing list, with a, you know, you would expect, if I put that same team out in 2 years' time, we win those games probably comfortably, to be honest. Mm. So they're the lessons you have to learn on the way through, what it doesn't prepare you for. And those games where we were certainly competitive, and in those games, there's maybe a little bit of a yardstick change in that when you play Collingwood yesterday with 17 AFL listed and they're part of the best team in the land at the moment, well, Collingwood and Port Adelaide AFL-wise, their reserves are certainly up and about and chock full of confidence. So it's fair to say we didn't see yesterday coming. We're expecting a hell of a lot stronger effort. We're buoyed by what's happened in the previous 3 weeks because it's showcased some of our young talent and even our older guys blending together and really coming together and you know, hopefully playing better footy. And we're really looking for a strong back half of the year. So we did a mid-year review out of those games and out of the middle to take the opportunity to talk to players and leaders and coaches and make some tweaks and some changes for the second half of the year. But first of all, we're going to have to address what happened yesterday. But, you know, the sun came up today and we get on with it. And look, with the James Rendall and the passing of Matt last week, for James to put in the effort he put in yesterday certainly gives you some other context in that some days, regardless of the outcome, there are certainly bigger things that are happening in people's lives than the game of footy. But when we focus back in on the game of the footy, there'll be some serious issues to address. And the coaches and the players, it's a six-day turnaround. We have Gold Coast, who are top of the table next week on the Gold Coast, and we've certainly got some work to do.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I mean, you touched on it there. It was a pretty big week for, I suppose, not just the football club leading into a huge game on the national stage, but also for a couple of individuals within the team. You know, it was a pretty emotional day. You know, I was in the rooms after the game, and, you know, the emotions were certainly running at that time. It's a tough one. You know, as you say, in particular, you know, at this semi-professional level, there's always things that are going on in people's personal lives that are bigger than the game themselves. But particularly what happened last week is just bigger than football, really.
Yeah, that's right. And we've got to remember that. You know, I thought James's efforts yesterday, and he would have played on really heightened emotion, and that sort of, you know, did break down after the games. And it's not just for James. There's a lot of other people in the room that had a close connection with Matt, myself included. And so it was a shock what the news last week, and really sad news. And you're right, lots of everyone's life, no one escapes. So we all get that sort of thing going on. So there was a factor to that, and there was a couple of other players had some other issues that were happening throughout the week as well that were significant. So there was a little bit to deal with, but that's also part of your growing. But the ability to be hard to play against was certainly lacking, and it'll be something we'll be addressing in terms of our effort and our ability to show resilience and some grit, and keep on fighting the good fight. And you know, you're up against 17 players, as we said. we know the nature of the competition, but we also know that, you know, we have a responsibility to uphold about representing the Frankston Footy Club and the Jumpo to each other, to the team, to the club, and to the broader supporter base. So that's what we're really disappointed and hurting with, and that's what we'll get to work on this week.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I mean, it was a big day for the footy club. You know, we sort of threw the kitchen sink at it, I suppose, in terms of trying to get people to the game, making people aware of the fact that it was on. You know, to be honest, Collingwood were fantastic. I had a bit of a collaboration with them during the week to get it out to their members as well around the local Frankston area. And, you know, it was a fantastic turnout. I think north of 3.5, we ended up between 3.5 and 4, which is just a fantastic result for VFL football and shows that, geez, if we can get going, I mean, the sky's the limit for this place. We've just got to get the on-field right in those big moments. And we just haven't, I suppose, in the last few times we've been on national TV and getting the job done.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's something to do with the Channel 7 games versus the AFL stream games. There is the context for us, though, and also the measure, and I'd mention that to anyone that's listening. There is a lot going on in the footy club that is going well. You know, it's not a case of, yeah, yesterday's, you know, on the scoreboard is an absolute disaster. We can't walk away from that. But there are a lot of building blocks, and even yesterday, I could look at the game of Ryan Jacobs playing cross halfback, and that's his second game at the level. Oh, sorry, third game. He played a game as a forward early in the year, but he's actually developing in front of our eyes. And Colby Nainer, we threw him on the ball in the third quarter, and we got a spark from Colby and a bit of life. So there are some things with some of our young players that are pleasing and that give us cause for optimism. And I just mentioned that to everyone, just to be patient. I know it's not great. It's not a great Monday. I've walked into the workplace, and I'm sure lots of others have walked into the workplace. And we're not flavour of the day. I get it. But it's easy to be tempted by the anger to that, as opposed to be calm and focus back in what we can control. And that's training this week and Gold Coast next week. And the bigger picture is that we're building a club and a team that wants to go somewhere. And so, yeah, yesterday's going to sting. There's no doubt about it. But if you put it into context of the last month of footy, the 13 points is diminished by yesterday. But that 13 points over the previous 3 weeks and those games where there was great footy got played, especially the Geelong game at Geelong, was an outstanding game. They're the things that we've got to buoy us. Otherwise, we just pack up the door and go home now. So it's not a case of that. It's be calm. It's stay the course. Have some patience. Have a bit of resilience, I suppose, about, you know, what might come at you, because the haters will hate. We get that. Let them have their moment if that's what makes them happy. And we'll focus on what we're about, and that's supporting each other as members of this great footy club and helping the team and the coaches start, you know, to get the team to be better.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Just some of the positives, and, you know, obviously you're up in the coach's box and dealing with the team and things like that, but just around the ground yesterday, I thought, you know, Graham Family Trust with their activations with the family day was sensational. Brad Sykes getting the Auskick together. We had 80 kids across 4 Auskick centres that were playing Auskick at halftime. Channel 7 covered it. You know, it was really fantastic what they were able to do. You letting Channel 7 into the sheds, and obviously the interviews during the game and things like that. I mean, we do have a fairly big open door policy in terms of that, and we want the community, we want people to know what we're doing, and we want people to be proud of what we're doing as a club. And as you said, there's a lot of good things. I guess what we could control yesterday, we probably did pretty well in terms of getting the people through the gate and getting the families along and things like that. And
yeah, absolutely. As a match day experience, you know, a Sunday down at Frankston or a Friday night or a Saturday night, you know, any home game at Frankston is now a good place to go, a good place to be. And our part of that is actually deliver a good brand of footy. And yesterday we fell down. So tomorrow we pick ourselves up and we go again, because, as I said, the sun's up. So I looked out this morning, the sun was up and was waiting there for me. So, you know, and Gold Coast will be waiting for us up there next week. There's no choice. There's only one way forward, and that's to crack on with what we're in control of, and, you know, and own up to own it. We've got to own what happened yesterday as a team, and the coaching staff and the players all in that together. And we just got to get to work. It's roll your sleeves up and get to work. There's no other choice. It's really simple. But in terms of as a day, to play Collingwood on Channel 7 and to have a great crowd, and to have all the activations, and Graham Quarry's been a massive supporter for a long time, and Sykesy, as you mentioned, does a heap of work, and you yourself and the board members do a heap of work. Yeah, the club is growing bigger and better, you know, so all that holistic picture of the footy club, you know, they're the things for the fans and supporters that are listening. When someone wants to come at you about the you know, Frankston Footy Club not being a great footy club, well, I'd argue that pretty strongly. You know, yesterday's result wasn't a great result, no problem. But the whole football club and how we're travelling this year and what we're doing, it's a pretty good place, and it's certainly growing into being bigger and better. And so if you're upset, if you're out there and you're listening and you're upset about yesterday's performance, ring the footy club, come and help. Come and put your hand up and say, I want to get a part of it, and I want to turn this joint around and be part of it, building it in to be bigger and bigger. So, but for the ones that, you know, that are the loyal rusted on people who we love and we appreciate, and we see them there and they're at the functions and they're at the fence and we know who they are, to all of those guys, just have some faith and be persistent and be really strong in that we are working our asses off to make this place bigger and better. There's no doubt about it. Yesterday doesn't go unnoticed, and their loyal support, like the Graham family, for goodness sake, you know, talk about some longevity of support. So for Michelle and Chris and Annette and all the family that support us, yeah, and there's myriads of fans that we know who they are. We see them around. So we're hurting just as much. We're hurting on your behalf. And we know we to an extent, let you down yesterday. And we'll be working our asses off to really pick it up this week.
Yeah, nice, mate. Well, I mean, let's move forward. You know, we've got the rest of the season. You know, it's you know, probably really unlikely that we're going to sneak into the top 10. But there's plenty of things that we can do moving forward. And you've talked about the young players and the development of that. I mean, one of the key things about that is really building into a good preseason. So ending this year in good shape, so we can all come back for the preseason and build on what we are and not let that 13-point collective month go to waste, you know, all that stuff that's there. Yeah, because there's some exciting kids. There's some really exciting kids.
Absolutely. And there'll be some news around the club in the next month or so around re-signings and around the list. And certainly, you know, there's seven or eight of those young fellas that have really shown us stuff in fits and starts. And we know they're young players. A lot of them have dealt with some injury. A lot of them have dealt with the rigour of playing VFL footy against seasoned AFL men. And even standalone men in other clubs, clearly. But we're keen to get them on board and give them a home for the next 2 to 3 years. Clearly, we want to give them an opportunity to be drafted and go to a higher level. But if that doesn't happen, we want them to be growing into being, instead of being young men dolphins, we want them to be hardened men dolphins. And then yesterday, you maybe don't get what happens. Or in those other games, those close losses, you punch through and actually can win those games. And the same also then applies to the core of our leadership group and our seasoned warriors in the middle of the list. So Steve and Nick and the recruiting retention committee are going to get really busy, and there's going to be some news around that in the next month or so.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic, mate. Well, we'll leave it there. We're heading up to the sunny Gold Coast. Hopefully get away from Melbourne winter. And as you say, the sun comes up in a different way, and we'll head up to the Gold Coast, and no doubt the boys will be stinging, and big week on the track, and we're going to give a good account of ourselves on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It's you are right. You've got to have the stoic approach in that there's not good and bad things. There's just things, and some things give you more motivation and tell you, give you some messages that you've got to work a bit harder, and we've got one of those yesterday. But in terms of the whole footy club and the whole program, there's a hell of a lot that's going right. And so we want to keep those things going in the right direction as well. So we'll be right, mate. It's just persist and get to work. Really simple.
Yeah, fantastic. And just to finish up, I just want to thank all of our fans, all of our members that came through the gates yesterday, to the Collingwood fans, families and members that also came, especially those that are from around the Frankston and Peninsula area. I mean, it was fantastic for everyone to get down there. And if you're a Collingwood fan, hopefully you can make Frankston your second team or your VFL team and get along to Kinetic Stadium for a few more games for the remainder of this season and into the future, because we are building something here, and it's pretty exciting. And I tell you what, as I said in a previous podcast, I think Gil McLaughlin said it in 2016 when the Dogs won the flag. He said, just wait till Richmond get up and about, sort of thing. I feel we're in that same boat. If we can get up and about, play a final down at Kinetic Stadium, mate, it'll be a lockout. There's absolutely no question.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. It was a great crowd yesterday. A lot of Collingwood in the crowd, no doubt, because Collingwood fans are 2/3 Frankston fans. They've got two of the three colours. We just need a bit of red, and they can join us. So absolutely jump on board as our second team. So no doubt.
Awesome, mate. Well, good luck this week in the Gold Coast, and we'll catch up soon.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Mark.